listening to the Sterling Fox Show on CKNW and the Chorus Radio Network. Once again, here's Sterling.
Our guest is Klaus Hirschman, who is the education officer for the Five University Pacific Institute for Mathematical Sciences. Professor Hirschman is a reformer math prof at the University of British Columbia, taught in Germany, taught in the United States, and is with us to talk about a story that we saw in one of our local newspapers that deals with a conference that's coming up on the West Coast next week on July 9th and 10th, and one of the speakers will be Professor Bernie Madison from the University of Arkansas, and in fact, it's his speech that the newspaper jumped on and attributed a lot of the content of Madison's to our guest. But Klaus, you have enough of a feel for what Professor Madison is going to talk about, and it's all about innumeracy, our collective ability to underachieve as a nation at math, and democracy. And basically, the theory is that innumeracy is a threat to democracy because neither politicians nor the voters have enough basic knowledge in math to make informed decisions, to
right.
be able to. And here we have a country, Canada, where for the last three decades or more, the party that has promised the most goodies, the most social programs, regardless of cost, has won election after election after election. Our national debt is one of the highest in the Western world because of that.
Yeah.
That would suggest to me that's pretty strong evidence that Canadians don't do the math when they go to vote.
Yeah, they don't keep track of it. And the thing is that, you know, I kind of bristle at the word math because it isn't math. As I said, it's like, you know, if you want to cook a good meal, you don't have to be a chemist. If you want to handle numbers or even understand something about the national debt, you don't have to be a mathematician. You know, there's a lot of hype going into this. You know, I tell you, this is a woman called Cheryl Gorman. I have nothing against her except she works for the Conference Board of Canada, and she pumps out. But she's not the only one. There's a whole, chorus there that tells you that, for example, in this case, she says, 20 years ago, a mechanic needed only skill of his hands. Well, I know mechanics. I knew that, you know, to figure out, to get the compressions on engine cylinders, to figure out what's really going on, tuning up an engine, they needed their heads. They also did some basic math or numeracy, right? And then she says, but now 80% of engine repairs involve computers, so now we need, she says, grade 11 and 12 algebras. And that's false. I mean, I know mechanics, and that's just not so. They don't need grade 11 and grade 12 algebra. There's a big establishment, and I don't want to. It's not a conspiracy. It's just like, you know, there's a big establishment in place which promotes that kind of view that we have to get bigger, fatter textbooks, bigger, fatter calculators. We have to use more and more technology and this kind of stuff instead of training in the mind, which is what the Asians do. And in Israel, you know, my friend Yoram, who's going to be talking on the 10th, he says in Israel that the guys coming from Russia have their own schools. They won't have anything to do with the official Israeli school system because that's westernized and it is exactly as bureaucratized and you know, run by faculty of educations, which are, you know, exploding in size. And Russians have their own schools. They say, you know, you're not teaching our kids enough.
Right.
And the other guys say, well, you don't know Hebrew, so you have to do it in Russian. But that's not true.
Let me just run this by you. It was from an email I received earlier this afternoon from Azim, I'm assuming somewhere in B.C., probably Vancouver, pointing out some contradictions. Just, again, going to the point about mathematics and our ability to analyze and understand numbers. Two quotes from Governor of the Bank of Canada, David Dodge, both defined in the Globe and Mail. Last October, Governor David Dodge wants a stronger dollar, said the headline. 7 months later, same newspaper, the headline reads, Dodge, strong dollar will slow growth. So in a seven-month span, the guy who's supposed to be in charge of all of our money went from, boy, we sure need a strong dollar, to, oh my gosh, we've got a strong dollar, now we're in trouble. So, you know, if that's the head guy in the money biz, giving those sorts of mixed and confusing messages within a seven-month span, it's no surprise that the general population is easily bamboozled when it comes to politicians crunching numbers to suit themselves.
Right. I mean, it's a question of being bamboozled. That's really what the question is. And as I said, if we could get back to the standards of 1932, we would be doing fine. In the same issue of The Sun, you have something about the Olympic Games, a number of things about the Games. This is published by the corporation in charge of the bid. And they throw 58 numbers at you. For example, the number of seats that have to be rows of seats that have to be removed from GM Stadium, for the Games. Three rows. Big deal. You know, at the same time, they say how much money we can lose, how much money we can gain, how much the highway will cost, and so on. But it's all mixed up, and so there's a number fog.
All right.
And who's supposed to understand that?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point, and I'm glad you took the time to point out to us that we are easily bamboozled, and a little more diligent homework could put us on a much straighter path. Klaus, thanks so much for your time. It's great speaking with you.
Well, good to talk to you, Sterling, and good luck in the future.
You too, sir.
Okay,
and good
bye-bye.
luck with your your conference coming up in a week or so. Professor Klaus Hirschman from the Pacific Institute for Mathematical Sciences.